Next, our first feature. Our old friend Keith Skipper has a regular opinion column, and this week he discloses how he comes, as he puts it, to have finished up living in a village of millionaires. His article, slightly reduced by us, is read by Jill Jewell.
One of the most tasteful walks in the history of tourism in this country inspired the Poppyland legend in Victorian times and sparked an inevitable invasion of artistic and influential notables to the small settlements of Overstrand and Sidestrand. London journalist Clement Scott came up with a Poppyland tag after a routine assignment to write about the new extension to the Great Eastern Railway to the North Norfolk coast. Scott turned his back on the boisterous hordes on the crowded sands in Cromer to embark on a stroll along the cliff edge. He explored inland, attracted by the ruins of an old church tower and distant view of a tiny hamlet. Enter prized Norfolk extras, the miller and his daughter, who wore a bonnet trimmed with poppies. They lived in a farmhouse next to an old windmill. She was dubbed Maid of the Mill by other writers destined to follow Scott on his pilgrimage to enchanting Poppyland. The Daily Telegraph theatre critic and travel writer continued to be drawn to the old church tower on the cliffs, and he immortalised the place in his poem The Garden of Sleep. He tried to disguise the identity of the nearby village by calling it Beckhithe, but that simply increased the magnetism of the place in the minds of these millions or so readers. That meant all the curious had to do was retrace steps he had taken and look for an abundance of poppies. Personalities descending on Poppyland had, in the main, more substance and sophistication than the bulk of television charmers and celebrity chefs floating around the delicatessens, restaurants, hotels and specialist shops in more recent times at the heart of Chelsea-on-Sea. A quick glance at a lengthy list of eminent callers towards the end of the 19th century reveals several names still carrying considerable weight today. Poet Algernon Charles Swinburne, Theodore Watts Dunton, first knight of the theatre Sir Henry Irving, actor-manager Sir Herbert Beerbohm Tree, and his equally famous daughter Viola. An impressive building boom was led by Lord and Lady Battersea, and Overstrand became known as the village of millionaires. Poppyland's souvenir industries blossomed, and the Great Eastern Railway provided scores of Poppyland posters to encourage folk to use their service to visit North Norfolk. Scott lived to see his rural haven of peace turned into what he called bungalow land. He died in 1904, and a drinking trough serves as a rather lacklustre memorial of what many regard as the entrance to Poppyland at the junction of the Overstrand and North Reps roads. An inscription reads, "To Clement Scott, who, by his pen, immortalised Poppyland, erected by his many friends, November 1909.